All the meetings that were scheduled for the townhouse, Greendale, Arcadia and other areas were a flop. Councillors and residents groups blamed the local authority for poor planning and failing to publicize the venues and time of meetings. At Greendale Sports Club, only three residents turned up and Councillor Stuart Mutiswa said the meeting will be rescheduled.
It failed to take place for a simple reason, because people are not away. We failed to notify them in time. We are going to reschedule it to a date that is conducive and with time, so that we notify our people in time.
Other meetings also failed to take place in various centers, and Chairman Simbarashe Moyo of the Combined Harare Residents Association said what happened today shows some serious communication breakdown between council officials and residents. Director Precious Shumba of the Harare Residents Trust said council did not publicize the meetings in order to sideline residents from the budgeting process. He said it does not make any sense to hold meetings at 10 a.m. as most people will be at work.
You cannot have budget consultations at 10 a.m. when most people are trying to make a living. People are away, either in the markets, away from their homes, and the few people who are in the communities are also engaged in various informal activities. There is no way they are going to leave those priorities to attend to a budget meeting that has been poorly advertised, whose agenda is set by council officials at the exclusion of elected councillors.
Shumba said senior council management is trying to manipulate the whole process in order to protect their huge salaries at the expense of service delivery. He said residents want the 2014 budget to be aligned to the Urban Councils Act, which stipulates that 70% of the financial resources be committed to service delivery and the remainder to workers' salaries.
What we are witnessing is an attempt to manipulate the whole process so that the budget that is finally presented to the minister is a product of the senior managers instead of being a product of the involvement of stakeholders, residents, business, industry, and the elected councillors, because they carry the mandate of Harare residents and not officials. They are employees and they must continue to respect that boundary.
Shumba said at present, service delivery is severely compromised as most of the financial resources are being used to pay salaries of what he called a bloated workforce. Harare Town Clerk Tendai Mahashi and Council Spokesman Leslie Gwindi could not be reached for comment, but an official at townhouse who declined to be named told Studio 7 most, if not all, the meetings in the city's 46 wards will be rescheduled so that they take place after working hours or on weekends. Report for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.